Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This month, Pardes is bringing Elul to you. Let's dive in.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Michael Hatton in Jerusalem, and this is our Pardes podcast on Sefer Yonah, on the Book of Jonah. Last time we considered Jonah's prayer in chapter 2, it was a prayer of great force and great sincerity. It concluded on a rather ambiguous note, verse number 9, Mishamarim havle shav hastam ya'azovu, those that guard ultimate futility will abandon their chesed, their mercy, their compassion. And we talked about the diametrically opposed readings for that verse. Some of those readings saw it as a very positive portrayal of the sailors who began as idolaters and became sincere devotees of God. And others saw it as a critique of the sailors who made vows and pledges when they were in danger. But as far as Jonah is concerned, they will not keep those pledges once they have emerged to dry land. Whatever the case may be, Jonah's prayer concludes, and God speaks to the fish in verse number 11, and the fish spits out or vomits Jonah onto dry land. Just remember that we spoke about how basically the book of Jonah can be divided into two equal halves. We have now reached the end of the first half, with Jonah being expelled onto dry land, and chapter 3 really begins the second half of the book that will comprise chapters 3 and 4. So chapter 3 begins much as chapter 1 began. Verse number 1 of chapter 3, the word of God came to Jonah, Shenit, a second time, saying, the first time, of course, was in chapter 1. Chapter 3, verse 2, Kum lech el Nineveh ha'ir ha'gidola, arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, ukra eleha et ha'kiriah, and proclaim against it the proclamation which I speak to you. And of course, this is almost verbatim. Chapter 1, verse 2, Kum lech el Nineveh ha'ir ha'gidola, ukra aleha, and proclaim against it in the chapter 1 version, Ki alta ra'atam lefanai, because their wickedness has ascended before me. So it's clear, as I said earlier, chapter 3 is attended as a parallel to chapter 1. Chapter 1, call it the aborted mission to Nineveh, and chapter 3, the second mission to Nineveh, this time a mission that Jonah embraces. I would not say that he embraces it with love, but he embraces it nonetheless. Verse number 3 reports that Jonah arose and went to Nineveh in accordance with the word of God. V'Nineveh haita ir gedola l'Elohim. Nineveh was a great city to God. Mahalach shloshet yamim. That would take 3 days in order to traverse. So we sort of get a sense of the fantastic proportions of this city called Nineveh. Presumably what it means is if I wanted to cross it from one end to the other, it would take me 3 days. Maybe it means if I wanted to walk around it, it would take me 3 days. And of course, the circumference and the diameter are going to be two different things. In any case, it's a way of stating emphatically that Nineveh is a metropolis. Nineveh is a city which is great before God. I pointed out earlier that although the book of Jonah would never actually let us know, but Nineveh turns out to be the capital of the Assyrian Empire. And in the 9th and 8th and 7th centuries, the Assyrian Empire was ascendant, and the capital at Nineveh truly was a metropolis. There are reports of tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 people that live in Nineveh at its height. So certainly, although there might be some sort of hyperbole in a city that takes 3 days to cross or perhaps to go around, But nevertheless, it's not a lot of hyperbole. The point is that Nineveh truly is a great and awesome city. But here's the interesting point. Remember that in chapter 2, Yonah was swallowed by the great fish, Dag Gadol. And that Dag Gadol swallowed Yonah, and he remained in its belly for 3 days and for 3 nights. And we would be remiss if we didn't hear a parallel here in the description of Nineveh being a city which is Mahalach Shloshet Yamim, which takes 3 days to traverse. So the 3 days in the belly of the fish sounds like it might be an important connection to the 3 days that it takes to traverse Nineveh. And I'm just going to strengthen that parallel a little bit more by telling you that, in fact, the cuneiform symbol for the city of Nineveh is a fish which is in a house, or a fish which is in a building. And in fact, the word Nineveh derives from the word nin or nun, which means a fish. In Aramaic, it also means a fish, by the way. Yehoshua bin Nun, Nun, Yehoshua's father, that name actually means fish. The Hebrew letter Nun in the ancient alphabet originally looked like a fish. So Nineveh is fish town or fish city. And there are multiple theories as to what that might imply. Modern theories. The medievals weren't really familiar with this entire analysis. But the modern commentary suggests either it was a fish deity which reigned supreme in ancient Nineveh. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that perhaps it was an important fishing town. And of course, it could be both of those things together. Don't forget that Nineveh is on the upper reaches of the Tigris River. So there are plenty of fish to be caught. And it would not be surprising for a fish god to be worshipped as perhaps the head of the pantheon in Nineveh. In any case, the connection with Nineveh and fish is actually very, very strong. So here is an interesting possibility for thinking about Yonah now coming to Nineveh. Remember how Yonah felt when he was swallowed by the fish, a sense of being overwhelmed, a sense of drowning, a sense of gasping for air, a sense of being drawn down to the depths of the sea. Such was his great reluctance to entertain the mission to Nineveh. And now that he has arrived in Nineveh, the text is alerting us to the possibility that in his mind, Yonah is re-experiencing the episode of the fish one more time. The same sense of being overwhelmed, the same sense of suffocation, the same sense of drowning at the depths of the sea, which was effectively the story in chapter 2 with the fish, now becomes the figurative story as Yonah enters into this metropolis called Nineveh, and it's 3 days across. That's how long it's going to take him in order to traverse the city. Yonah announces a few short words. His communication to Nineveh is extremely concise. In the original Hebrew, it only consists of 5 words. Verse number 4. Od arba'im yom v'Nineveh nehepachet. In 40 more days, Nineveh will be overturned, i.e., this is a prophecy of doom. Destruction awaits Nineveh in 40 days' time. Presumably, that's conditional, which is to say, if the people of Nineveh do not repent. We're familiar, of course, in the Hebrew Bible with other uses of the number 40, 40 days or 40 years. The flood in Genesis, in Parshat Noah, lasted for 40 days. Vayehi hageshem al ha'aretz, arba'im yom v'arba'im laila. Moshe went up to Mount Sinai in order to receive the tablets for 40 days and 40 nights. Ultimately, the people of Israel will wander in the wilderness for 40 years, each year, as it were, being parallel to a day of the spies' mission to the land, which was 40 days. And I would say we've talked about 3 days, where 3 days speaks about expectation, anticipation, and trepidation, perhaps. 40 days speaks to a process. Something happens over the course of 40 days, and there is a transformation. So whether it is the earth being cleansed from the sins of the generation of the flood, or whether it is Moshe being ready to receive the tablets inscribed with the word of God, or whether it's the people of Israel and the generation of the wilderness dying out such that the new generation can inherit the land, the number 40 is about a process. Jonah says 40 days is the time that's left for the people of Nineveh to change their ways and to engage in some sort of a profound process of tshuva. If they don't succeed, Nineveh will be overturned. We'll continue with this next time. Thank you for now.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and thank you to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in at the beginning of each week to stay on track with your Elul learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about Pardes and our programs.